Welcome to Aspire. I'm so grateful you're here. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 18th, 2024. We're going to talk about something that I think is huge, just huge, and that is doubt. It is a thing that every person I know in this lifetime goes through. Everybody goes through their doubts. And it isn't to be something that has to be a hindrance. You have to understand where doubt comes from and why it exists. And it does exist in us because we as individuals are not aware. Let me read this to you from the Tao. And this is something that is going to be the premise for this podcast. I got a beautiful email from Ellen, and she lives in Illinois. And she says, what do I do with all my doubts? I hear you, but there's a part of me that doubts. And I understand that is the human aspect of us. It's because of what I'm about to read to you. And if you understand this, it will help you. The wise person values those things that others reject and rejects those things that others value. He unlearns his learning and then is able to accept what seems unacceptable. That is from the Tao. I understand. Ellen, I do. I sound like a madman, and I speak from another world and probably even another generation. I don't know how old you are. But it's about rejecting, shall we say, values, things inside of us that are occupied by our traits, our genetic traits, which determine our mental acuity, which determines our ability to process whatever is before us or being presented to us. And with that being said, if you really understand what I'm saying, you doubt maybe what I'm teaching or doubt maybe something that I've offered only because it doesn't fit your genetic heritage, your genetic traits. And it feels as though that you're abandoning your family or whatever you were taught and maybe disgracing yourself before your parents, even though they may be gone, dead and gone, but they still live inside most people. So you hear that voice that's telling you, well, that's not what we taught you. That's not this. That's not the way that, you know, you can't believe in that. It's too much of a departure from what we taught you, things like that. And we hear it in our subconscious mind. We are very complicated beings. We are extremely complicated. And it's very hard for us to make any kind of understanding or have any kind of awareness of what it means to awaken. To awaken to something that transcends my genetic background, my thinking, my moods, my emotions, all of that. So I understand the doubt. If you bring the work, the inner work, to your logical mind, to the mind that is thinking in terms of a genetics, a disposition of your own DNA and your genetics that you inherited, you will miss the entire thing, the effort. I want you to think about all the people that were drawn to, let's say, Jesus or the Buddha, but they didn't get it. They didn't. They couldn't follow him. We talk about this guy. Religion wants you to believe that he was, you know, famous, but actually he was infamous. He had a lot of enemies, and what he taught was not something that people were akin to because it had nothing to do with their genetic heritage. So in the end, they chose a robber, a liar, a killer, Barabbas, over Jesus to be crucified. And they let Barabbas go, and the good guy, Jesus, as it were, you know, he got killed. because he taught things that were against the common man's thoughts, the common man's beliefs, the pedestrian mentality. Now, there really is nothing more I can say about that. That is something that we live with here on earth. We always choose the wrong things. We doubt what would bring us love because we live in the confines of a great fear and hatred that we just don't want to acknowledge exists within us. We just don't want to acknowledge it, but it does. We are filled with it. So when you start thinking about the way, the true way, and what Lhotse says here, that the wise person values those things that others reject and rejects those things that other people value, then you start to understand the nature of the work. What comes natural to you? Ellen, think about this. What comes natural to you? Only something that averts or diverts your attention away from what you're afraid of, what you fear most about yourself, the most you fear about the world. That's it. It doesn't go any further than that. You don't seek the way because the way has things that are truly valuable that a human being would never, never think of accepting or wanting to maybe explore a little bit. We're conventional and we live in convention and we want our conventional ideas and dispositions to create a heaven here on earth, everybody in peace. But that doesn't work because my conventional thoughts are what create the boundaries that keep me from what is truly valuable in my life, which is love. This whole thing is all about love, nothing more, nothing less. It isn't about how to negotiate or strategize a peace. It's about an inner awareness, the awakening of letting go of what it is that I consider to be most important in my life, which is my opinions, my ideals, my beliefs in what I will do and what I won't do. And we don't value what is valuable, like love or kindness, compassion. We don't do that. We don't value generosity. We don't value forgiveness, mercy. That's not our deal. That's just not our deal. We don't do that. And the reason we don't do that is because genetically speaking, we have adopted the manner of this world, which is highly cruel, really, really. And I'm going to be very blunt, very stupid. There are a lot of stupid people in this world, on this planet. They do a lot of stupid things. They don't know why they do them because their impulse to do them from their genetic heritage. Everybody wants to know where they came from. It doesn't matter what country your ancestry was. It really all is nothing more than a pile of crap, honestly. And if you look at the world the way it truly is and how it operates, you'd understand my statement. We don't get it, and we don't want to get it. We want our life the way we want our life, and we want to believe we'll never die, and everything will be hunky-dory, but it won't be, and it isn't. And we're on the verge right now of having a technology that will be the Armageddon of our own selves. We're the problem, as always. What happened to your life, Ellen, was you. You are what happened to your life, and that is what makes it so difficult for you to understand that actually this podcast is being delivered to you out of a sincere generosity for your life. I am being actually compassionate, but I know it doesn't sound that way, and I get why it wouldn't and all of that other good stuff. So there you are, sweetheart. I hope that helped you. Doubt as you want, help thou my unbelief, as the Roman centurion servant said to Jesus when he wanted his child healed. And I hope this helped you with that. Help thou my unbelief. You don't need to believe in what it is you value. You need to trust in what you really are as a spiritual being. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. And I will answer any question. If you have anything on your mind about anything I'm offering, just email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful day, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.